You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
What an absolute crushing division this year in the NFC West. And most other years, you know, the 49ers probably would have had home field advantage, but they don't. And now they got a heck of a matchup against the defending champs.
Yeah, they came close. You know, one win away from getting that home field, getting the bye, being at home all the way to the Super Bowl potentially. And now, yeah, now it's head out on the road, got to play the defending champs in Philadelphia this week. So definitely not the easy road for them.
How do you look at that matchup for the 49ers? Like, the 49ers scored a ton of points. Some people are like, yeah, but they scored all the points against bad teams. I'm like, hey, you can only play who's on the schedule. So if you're scoring 35 points all the time, you must be doing something right. I know they struggled against the Seahawks defense, who was very good, but the Eagles defense isn't that good. What do you make of, it's good though. What do you make of this matchup for the 49ers offense against the Eagles defense?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a little easier matchup than the Seahawks. Eagles defense is good. It's not on the Seahawks level. And I think especially, you know, I think some of the – there should be more opportunities thanks to Christian McCaffrey in the passing game. Some of the, you know, I think the big issue for the Niners in that game against Philly is, you know, they sometimes can rely on those short passes that turn into bigger plays. And they were, you know, there was no yards after catch for them against Seattle. You know, they were stopping McCaffrey right away, or even, you know, they had a bunch of short passes, you know, to the receivers, and they ended up being, you know, 2-3 yard gains, not the 7 or 8s that, you know, helped them move the ball. And I think they probably can do a little more of that against the Eagles. It's not quite the as tough a defense, but you know, it's not going to be an easy task for them.
If we go specific matchups, like obviously Christian McCaffrey and Kittle, those are the main two guys offensively for the 49ers, no question. How do you think the Eagles' defensive line and their run defense will match up against McCaffrey and the O-line? And isn't Trent Williams going to play? I guess that's my first important question.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're unsure on Trent Williams. Maybe you have a better idea tomorrow. I don't expect him to practice tomorrow. He doesn't practice Wednesdays, even when he's healthy. You get the rest day, so I'm guessing we're not going to see him on the practice field tomorrow, and we'll probably have a better idea maybe Thursday or Friday, you know, whether he can go this week. He's never had a hamstring injury before this,
right?
So he wasn't certain how long it would be, and definitely, you know, those can be tricky injuries. You know, they are a different team, you know, understatement there without Trent Williams. He's still one of the best, even at age 37. You know, comes to left tackles in the league. You know, the issue for the, you know, the Niners have not run the ball well most of the year. They had started to get it going on the ground a little bit the few weeks before the Seahawks game. You know, part of that was, I think, playing the Bears defense. They were able to run the ball really well that game. So we'll see how they can run the ball against the Eagles. I think they're going to need to do some. They're going to get a little something going on the ground, like dealing with Jalen Carter, who seems healthy again, is going to be tough for the interior of the Niners defense. You know, in terms of getting pressure on Purdy. So I think they're going to need to be able to run the ball, whether they can. It's not going to be easy if Trent doesn't go, for sure.
You look at it from a defensive side, like the Eagles, it's funny, like they're 11-6 and man, well, it's Philadelphia, so they're never happy, but they're, you know, their fans, Jesus, team isn't that good. And, you know, they really haven't been pushed in their division. They actually rested all their guys. They could have got the number two seed, you know, assuming they would have beaten Washington if they played all their starters, and they probably would have. But, you know, kind of like, are the Eagles just the defending champs who are kind of like, you know what, we haven't taken it serious, but now we're ready to go? Like, are you a believer that a dominant team like that can just flip the switch and be ready and more consistent in the postseason?
Yeah, I have a hard time believing they can just flip the switch and be at the level they were last postseason. You know, I think they're obviously, I think they can be a little better offensively than they've been for a lot of this season. But I don't know. You know, they ran the ball so well last year. And they're run blocking and running game. You know, Saquon's been hit behind the line a ton. His yards before contact's been a lot lower this year. You know, if they don't have that running game, you know, Jalen Hurts is, you know, he's not the best quarter, you know, best passing quarterback. If you take the running game away, that offense gets a little stale sometimes. The fear though is they got big play potential. You know, they block one play for Saquon, he can break it. AJ Brown and Devontae Smith can break it. They don't need to get 8-10 plays to drive downfield. They have that big play capability, and if they hit a couple of them, that might be enough. Now, the Niners defense has not been very good, especially late in the season. they have been pretty good at limiting the big plays for the most part. So that'll be, you know, but they've given up a lot of the shorter stuff and just can't get off the field. You know, they don't generate pressure at all. I think they're 20 sacks, only 6 interceptions. You know, they don't get a lot of big plays, but they have been very good in the red zone and that sort of stuff. But that's obviously where the Eagles thrive too. You know, they get down to the goal line, they go to the touch push, and it's real tough to stop them. So, and, you know, I think that Niner defense against the Eagle offense is a very intriguing matchup. And, you know, with teams that are not great at either one, but that might determine who ends up winning the game. Is, you know, which side wins that battle.
Do you see, like, a key matchup for the 49ers? Like, if they're going to win the game, where is it, you know, is it D-line versus the O-line? Is it their O-line versus the D-line? Like, what's your matchup where you feel like they have to win there if they're going to win the game?
I think it's talking McCaffrey as a receiver. You know, how the Eagles can try to take him away.
Okay.
I'm not sure their linebackers can do it. Are they going to, you know, are they going to try to use Cooper DeJean on him? Especially if the Niners go, you know, aren't going through receiver sets, you know, how are they going to deal with him? Because McCaffrey is a receiver. It's really been the base of the Niners offense for a lot of this year. And, you know, and then Kittle is a receiver secondary to that. But, you know, I think if the Eagles can limit the McCaffrey as a receiver, I think the Niners have a very difficult time winning. And if they can't, Niners should be able to at least score some points. And whether that's enough, we'll see. But
now, you know, the Seahawks game, you know, wasn't great offensively for the 49ers. But, you know, prior to that, like, Purdy had thrown, what, I think 11 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in his previous 3 games. And, you know, had thrown basically 900 yards in those 3 games. Like, the offense looked great. How key do you feel Purdy is, and how do you think he can react and read to this Eagles defense?
Yeah, Purdy's playing well. You know, definitely different. You know, that was against a Titans defense that's just not very good, against a Colts defense that was missing its top 2 corners, and against a Bears defense that struggled to stop people. So, you know, those 3 games, the offense was clicking at a real high rate, but, you know, I think we saw some of the limitations when they went up against, you know, against the Seattle defense. This won't be quite as tough, but, you know, I'm not expecting the 35 points that they got, you know, in those 3 games for sure. You know, the one thing Purdy has and has been doing very well lately, you know, his elusiveness in the pocket, he avoids sacks pretty well. He can extend plays and either scrambling or throwing off it. And the Niners have gotten some big stuff off of that the last few weeks. They're going to probably need that, especially if the Eagles front is healthy. I think they will get some pressure on him. So, you know, he's going to need to play one of his best games if the Niners are going to win this game.
Who are you picking to win? Which 3 teams win this week in the NFC?
I assume the Rams. I think the Bears pull it out over the Packers, and I've been going back and forth on the Niners. I think the Niners win. I think it'll be a close game. I think they pull it out. In the end, I think I just don't trust the Eagles offense enough.
And Mr. Harbaugh is now out of Baltimore after 18 seasons, going to be highly sought after head coach, and the 49ers aren't going to be looking at him. But, you know, there's currently, I think, 6 teams that don't have a head coach. None of them are that great, though. But do you think an established team would fire their coach to bring in Harbaugh?
I don't know. I have a hard time believing that. You know, it depends on what level of established you're talking. If any of the playoff teams, you know, they're probably, you know, some of the teams that didn't make the playoffs or haven't made a move now who might be rethinking it. You know, I'm guessing that the Giants are going to be lining up to try to get him. It seems like a perfect fit for what the Giants would want. You know, we'll see where it ends up, but seems like he wants to work, and I can't imagine he won't be getting the job for next season somewhere.
Josh, great stuff, man. Enjoy the weekend. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the games.